For this Thursday, November 7th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Revin reporting. Today from 2 o'clock until 6 o'clock is the November Tax-Away Day at the Mount Vernon Recycling Center. This is a chance to properly dispose of old household chemicals. No latex paint or alkaline batteries will be accepted. For more information, you can call the Solid Waste District at 812-838-1613. Coming up this Saturday, the MSD of North Posey will be seeking out individuals who would be interested in driving buses. They will be hosting a test drive event from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. at the North Posey High School parking lot. You can complete a test drive in the parking lot, talk to the trainer and current drivers, and even register for the new driver training class that will be coming up on December 4th through the 6th. For more details, you can contact the MSD of North Posey office at 812-874-2243. The Posey County Council on Aging is asking for donations to help assemble Christmas bags for senior citizens in the county. Last year, they put together bags for 30 people, and this year, the list has increased to 60. Items they would like donations of include blankets, body washes, conditioners, and deodorant, as well as games and puzzles, gloves, hats, slippers, and other personal care items. Items to be donated can be dropped off at 611 West 8th Street. If you have any questions on how you can help, call their office at 812-838-4656. Items need to be dropped off by December 11th. Family Matters of Posey County is inviting residents to contact them for the Posey County Christmas Assistance Program. Although the deadline to sign up has passed, they know some families might have missed it and are still willing to help. If you missed the entry deadline and need assistance, call the Family Matters office at 812-838-6875. The United Way of Posey County will be drawing a half-pot raffle winner once again this year. Tickets are currently being sold, and the drawing will take place on December 31st. If you would like to get a raffle ticket, you can either email unitedwayposey@gmail.com or call the office at 812-838-3637 to get yours. Switching to some news just outside of Posey County, a former Vandenberg County Commissioner has been arrested and charged with several crimes. The Evansville Police Department announced Wednesday that former County Commissioner Ben Shoulders had been arrested and charged with attempted fraud on a financial institution, two counts of filing a fraudulent election report, and several other misdemeanor crimes. According to the EPD, Shoulders reached out to the EPD's Financial Crimes Unit back on October 20th, reporting that he had discovered several fraudulent eBay purchases on his bank statement. They say Shoulders advised that he was also seeking reimbursement for the fraudulent charges from the bank and that the reported fraud happened to Shoulders' campaign account that is listed as Shoulders for Commissioner. EPD says that a lengthy, in-depth investigation began that involved gathering records from bank transactions, campaign donations, cell phone records, and more. They say a review of the Shoulders for Commissioner bank account showed numerous discrepancies, including money documented as donated to local nonprofits, but detectives found that the donations never happened. Authorities say sports memorabilia purchased with the campaign account and reportedly not made by Shoulders were found to be documented by eBay as being shipped to Shoulders' address. They say checks were also found to have been moved from the campaign account into a separate account opened by Shoulders. Now, according to the EPD, the investigation has shown that right around $55,000 in funds from the Shoulders for Commissioner account was misused by Shoulders. Back in January, he resigned and said he would not be seeking re-election. Records show Shoulders was booked into the Vandenberg County Jail on Wednesday afternoon on a $500 bond. The University of Evansville received a grant to help on-campus victims of sexual assault, violence, and stalking. Officials say that the United States Department of Justice awarded UE with a $400,000 grant to help create Project Safe Space. The project will focus on the needs of students who have been sexually assaulted or involved in domestic violence situations or are being stalked on campus. The Albion Fellows Bacon Center is planning to have a representative on campus to help those students immediately who are in need. From the sports world, coming up tonight in men's college basketball, USI plays their home opener on campus, tip-off at 7 o'clock. The Screaming Eagles lost their opening game of the season on Monday at DePaul in overtime by 2 points. The final score is 80-78. In college basketball last night, the 17th-ranked Indiana Hoosiers won their season opener at home against SIU Edwardsville by a score of 80-61. Mackenzie Mogbo led the Hoosiers with 31 points and 9 rebounds. IU welcomes Eastern Illinois on Sunday. And finishing up from the NBA, the Indiana Pacers have won back-to-back games as they defeated the Orlando Magic at home last night 118-111. Benedict Mathurin led the Pacers with 20 points and 11 rebounds, while Pascal Siakam, Miles Turner, Tyrese Haliburton, and Jairus Walker all had 17 points each. Indiana improves to 4-4 on the season, and the Pacers play in Charlotte tomorrow against the Hornets at 6 o'clock. That wraps up your news and sports for this Thursday, November 7th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.